What happened to our auto, man? The auto thing ain't working. There it is. I don't know.
I don't know, you know. It's sort of I'm asked often, you know, but I don't know. Well, Phil, why does this do that? And I don't know. Just does it, that's all. Well, you see...
All right. So welcome to our show. And today is Friday. Tonight at the Hollywood Improv, we're going to have, goddamn, we got a whole lot of folks that all of a sudden are on the lineup. Love CVS Pharmacy. CVS Pharmacy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 motherfucking messages from CVS Pharmacy to tell me that my goddamn prescription's ready. So I go over there finally tonight. So I go, oh shit, you know, I keep forgetting. Do you have insurance? Yeah, I got insurance. Well, it says here it's too soon. You can't pick it up. I said, how come I got 5 messages? Yeah, oh, you can talk to a pharmacist. So I finally tell this pharmacist. And it turns out, excuse me, but, you know, this is everybody that goes to CVS knows this, man. They got dumb fucks working the goddamn counter there in that fucking pharmacy. I'm sorry, man. I haven't said anything about it until now. It's been going on for like 6, 7 years. We go to those motherfuckers. And every dumbass fucking thing they can do, they do. And I'll tell you one other thing. My fucking doctor told me, where you guys said CVS Pharmacy? Don't go to them, man. He said, don't go to them. I said, fuck you, doc. I'm going to go to where I want to go because I support the working man. He said, okay. But he did say, you know, that they suck. He did. He said some shit about, I won't even tell you. But anyway, these motherfuckers, look, I got insurance, man.
Well, it's too soon.
First of all, let me ask you this. I got insurance, so you fucked that up. Yeah, as it turns out, we don't know why. I don't know why she said that when I finally got the pharmacist over there. Because you can, you know, we can fill it for you. I said, well, let me ask you a question. So what if it is too soon for the insurance? Why don't I just pay cash?
Oh, do you want to do that?
The idea of paying cash for something when it comes to, you know, medicines is so foreign, so utterly foreign to a pharmacy, they don't even, it's not even an option. Now, I don't know. Maybe they don't get anybody that pays cash. Maybe they don't get anybody that says, oh, that's okay, I'll take care of it with cash. Maybe it's just, but I'll do it. Sometimes they say to me, it's too early, sir, to pick up your prescription. Really? Well, so what are you telling me? Well, it's too early. Is it too early for, what are you talking about? Well, the insurance, oh, the insurance won't pay. Right, all right, well, fuck them and the horse they rode in on. I'm going to fucking pay cash. Oh, really? It's like you just said something that's beyond the pale, man. So then I said to her, look, why don't you tell people that they have an option? Why don't you say to them, you know, insurance is not going to cover this until this date. You do have the option of paying cash. She said, well, we're supposed to say, the insurance company tells us, no, I understand the insurance company tells you you need to say, I get that. But why don't you then say, if you'd like to pay cash, you can. Otherwise, it comes across sounding like there's no fucking way you can get it. And if you think I'm wrong, I know people, myself included, who've said, well, I guess I can't pick it up. There's something, maybe it's too addictive a drug or something. They don't tell you, you know, unless you press them, that the insurance won't pay for it. It's too soon. You can't pick it up now. I can't. Oh, okay.
It's too soon. Yeah.
They pace it out. And it was at least 4 or 5 visits to the fucking pharmacy that I finally realized this isn't about me becoming a drug addict or some shit, you know, because I'm taking some whatever, significant Category 1 or whatever they call it shit. It's because the insurance company won't cover it. So I finally said to them, when I finally figured that out, I said, I just tell me I can pay, you know. Well, they want us to say, I know, they want you to say, you did your duty, you told me that the insurance company won't pay for it. But you understand the effect is that on me and others, we just are not allowed to pick up our pharmacy, you know, our medicine.
Oh, no, you can pay cash if you want, but
that's what I'm going to do, pay cash. And that's when they give you a look like you just landed from fucking Venus, you know, like, you want to pay cash? You know, like, what the fuck is your problem, man? And don't give me this bullshit. because I've worked retail. I've done all the grunt jobs. Don't give me this fucking bullshit about how, hey, they're just working people just doing a job. Let me tell you something. There's all kinds of people in this world, whether they are at the lowest rung of society or the highest. It's all kinds of people looking for their little base of power. They're looking to get out of the day some kind of fucking control, even if it means fucking with your day. I don't give a fuck if the guy works at the counter at Jack in the Box. Motherfuckers, whether they're poor, whether they're rich, whether they're in between, are looking to get their little piece of fucking, you know, their little ounce of blood. And you can see it in the faces of some of these cats. Well, insurance company won't. You can't pick this up. It's too soon. Okay. So, can I pay for it? You can, but you know. You know. Well, why don't you just fucking? It's because they love being able to say to you, you know. This I got. I'm calling this one, man. Believe me. There's a lot of things I don't know, but one of the things One of the areas of life that I'm pretty familiar with are people. I know people. I know people too well. That's my fucking problem. And I'm always doing that thing that everybody says you should do. Look on the bright, you know, look for the good in everyone. And you can spend a lot of time looking for the good in everyone, which is great. But while you're straining to find the good in people, you're missing all the ways that they're fucking with your life or others. I got it. Here's a great idea. Why don't we all find the good in Obama? If you don't like Obama, find the good in him. Or if you don't like Trump, find the good in Trump. You know, that does not, you know, when it comes to good Christian values in this so-called Christian country, when it comes to politicians, we couldn't be more less Christian. We couldn't be more hateful. Hey, I don't give a fuck if they're bad people, whatever. Fact is, doesn't the Christian faith teach all this goddamn forgiveness and shit? It's one of the reasons why I don't practice it anymore. I grew up a Catholic. Some people may not think that's Christian. I understand. All right. Now, let me see here. We are now in pre-show mode. We're now in pre-show mode. When will we learn when the summer is gone? Here you go. Here's something for you. You're going to love this shit. Wait. What the fuck? Full screen is disabled. Why the fuck? The fuck is wrong with this? God. Come here, motherfuckers. What are you talking about? What you talk about? I don't know. I can't fuck with it right now, man. I'm not that bright. When God lifts his love in my heart. Hey, man, how do I goddamn fucking... Where? You have a fan page and you're the administrator of it or one of the administrators of it. When you go to that page, more shit pops up, more you know, boost it here, try this, here's something. All these, it doesn't look anything like the page looks to just like a regular person. It looks completely fucking different. It's pissing me off. No, I don't give it. That's very nice of them. Thank you very much, Facebook, for giving me all those marvelous options. All right, whatever, man. All I'm trying to fucking do, man, is to find out. Oh, well, was she? And why didn't the motherfucking cameraman help them? Give me a fucking break. I mean, how dumb do they think? There's a video here about a dog protecting another dog on a railroad track, and it shows up this dramatic footage. I'm thinking, the guy that was taking that film footage, do you think maybe he could put his motherfucking camera down and help? What the fuck? Well, it's going to be a short pre-show today, man. I'm not talking. I do way too much fucking talking in a pre-show. Way too much. And I should be just working. Way too much. So the playoffs are starting, and NFL playoffs, let me see. NFL playoff picture. Where are the games, man? Show me the fucking games. Where are the fucking games, motherfucker? Where are the games? Here they are. Yeah, shit. Fucking piece of shit. They don't let you print anything anymore, do they? Well, let's try this. Well, there it is. Cool. All right. That Cliff Hinderhouse, was that what the guy's name? Hinderhouse.
Well, it's exciting. There's a lot to be said for it, and that's why I've been teaching dance.
Patriots, Chiefs, Cowboys, and Falcons are the top four teams in the respective conferences. Patriots and Chiefs. Patriots 14-2, Chiefs 12. Cowboys 13-3, and the Falcons 11-5. Wow. Not what I would call, Giants pack. The winner takes on Atlanta. Lions, Seahawks. Okay. Give this to the coach. 1-2-3, 1-2-3. 1-2-3, 1-2-3. All right, man. I'm ready to go. All good. It's all good. I'm ready to go. All right. Hi, it's Phil. Ready to go. If you are, I am. If you are not, I am. If you're not, I still am. There we go.